Right now, it's time to check in on Orange County government. We are joined on the phone by Orange County Commissioner Penny Rich, the chair of the Board of County Commissioners, on a different day and a different time than usual because it's a Tar Heel basketball tournament week, but joined nonetheless by Commissioner Rich. And for the last time, actually, because you're stepping down from the board next week, right? How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, that's right. Well, Monday is the organizational meeting. It's bittersweet. I mean, I've been involved in government for close to 20 years, and and there's some things that just didn't get done that I really wanted to follow up on. But it's fine. I mean, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling at peace. I think that we've accomplished so much over the past couple of months. With this COVID pandemic, what an amazing learning experience, and just the collaboration between the different organizational bodies in Orange County. Boy, I'll tell you, we live in a great county. I just think everybody should know that everybody just poured their heart and soul into making this happen, and we're in a better place for it right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And special props to you because you're our hometown hero this week, and it was the three mayors that you've been working really closely with who reached out to me and said, hey, Penny's been doing so much behind the scenes to help guide the county through this serious crisis. She needs to be recognized. So thanks for that, and also congratulations.
Yeah, I really do appreciate it. I mean, I did not expect that at all. I have to be quite honest. I was taken aback, and really, it's such a great honor. It's weird, right? Because I just kicked into we got to get this done mode. I wasn't doing anything for any accolades or hometown hero award or anything like that. I was just doing it because I knew I was the chair of the board. I was the chief executive. Elected official in the county, and I needed to try and do my best to protect everyone in Orange County and keep them alive. And often said we were flying the plane and building it at the same time. We really have never ever dealt with a pandemic, and so all of us, myself, the mayors, emergency services, the health director, the managers, law enforcement, we were all just sort of wow, in a mass coordination mode to try and make sure we were doing the right thing. And we were. I mean, we got a big shout out from the governor for being a leader in what we were doing. So, I'm just so grateful that I got to work with all those folks and develop some really good, long-lasting friendships with people that I didn't know before. Mm-hmm. So I told them they can stop calling me Commissioner Rich and they can start calling me Penny after Monday. So that'll
good.
Be fine. But
well,
I'm sorry.
Oh no, okay. I was going to say, like you said, you've been on the not on the Board of County Commissioners, but in local government for the better part of two decades. You look around the county now. You mentioned some things that you haven't been able to finish accomplishing. What are some of the things that you have accomplished that you're proudest of?
I think some of the best things were getting the county to move everybody to making $15 an hour that works for the county. I think that is something that every county should be doing. I know the towns have also done that, but it was so important to push that for people that worked in the county that they can make a living wage. It's not necessarily a housing wage here. You still need to make more, but at least we could have gotten that going. So that was one of the big things. And for me, as you know, I, being the chair of the past 2 years, I have brought in or helped usher in more economic development than any other chair has ever done on the Board of County Commissioners. Hundreds, if not close to over thousands of jobs and, millions and millions of dollars in tax dollars over the next coming years that are going to come our way. So these are two things that I'm really, really solidly happy about. Really happy to put my name to because it's so important to diversify our tax base. We still need to diversify our tax base and we need to think of creative ways to do that because over the next couple of years, we're going to have to try and dig our way out of this pandemic. And it's, it's not going to be easy. I mean, the next couple of years are going to be very, very tough, not only for Orange County, Aaron, but for everyone. So, yeah, I mean, that's one of those big, big accomplishments, the economic development portion.
Yeah. Speaking with County Commissioner Penny Rich, orangecountync.gov for more information on county government. And I interrupted you there as you were starting to talk about, I think, what's going on in county government. So catch us up. What's the focus?
So Monday's the organizational meeting, and I just wanted to say that it is a Monday because that's what the state statute tells us you have to do. You have to have your organizational meeting the first Monday in December, and that happens to be Monday the 7th, so not Tuesday. But those folks that want to come on and talk about the Buc-ee's public hearing, that is not happening on Monday. That doesn't happen until the 15th, which is the following week. So that's all I wanted to make sure that people are aware of, because I know there's a lot of concerns, both pro and con, on that project. And folks should know that it's not this week that you need to be coming on, because usually the organizational meeting is pretty light, right? You get your new commissioners sworn in, and you don't want to throw something that heavy at them at the first meeting. So it'll give them time to hopefully catch up a little bit to the 15th. So Buc-ee's is on the 15th. That's all I wanted to say.
So let's turn to Buc-ee's, actually, because I don't think we've really had a chance to talk about this particular proposal too much, but it is a big proposal out in on an Eflin. It's a really significant development if it gets approved. It's also, as you mentioned, it's drawing a lot of concern and criticism and public comment, both pro and con. So what are your thoughts about it? What should folks know?
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, because I think we did the same thing when we were talking about the RTLP with you, Aaron, is that, you know, the county commissioners have not received the presentation yet. So the planning board has, and that's the process. The planning board receives it. Planning board voted unanimously to approve it. And so now it's coming to the county commissioners on the 15th. And because it's a virtual meeting, they won't be able to vote on it till on the 15th. It's going to have to come back on January 19th at the first meeting in January. So there'll be a break. They'll hear a public hearing. They'll take public comment 24 hours afterwards, and then come back and vote on it in January. Originally when the plan came to us, it was just the Buc-ee's and the gas station, and it's grown into a lot more because there is a nice amount of acreage there that can really, there can be a hotel sitting on that spot. And, you know, some of the other plans there were for, you know, restaurant-like facilities or, you know, just things that you would find on the side of the road. And let's be clear, this is the side of the road. This is off of, I-40, I-85, that's sort of like combination there. It's not in a neighborhood. It is on the side of the road that the proposal is for. So, anytime there's a development that happens in Orange County, you get a lot of people interested. And everybody always has, both sides have some really good comments, and it's going to be up to the county commissioners to weigh it in at a public hearing. I can't tell you which way it's going to go because I'm unclear right now because of of not hearing the presentation, but we'll follow along and see what happens. Yeah.
Other things going on in Orange County.
You know, it's kind of like the end of the year. The two December meetings don't traditionally bring in a lot of a lot of action. So it'll be slow, and then you'll go back and hit January 19th with the beginning of, believe it or not, the budget season, right? Because it takes 6 months to get through that budget. I do want to give a shout out to getting that Durham Tech expansion. I think we talked a little bit last week, and I did talk to J.B. Buxton, who is the president of Durham Tech. That everybody's really excited about this, and it's so important right now with, a lot of students being unclear of which direction that they're going to go in once they get out of high school. I think the graduations this year are going to be a disaster again. So I just want to give a shout out to the board for passing that again. I think that was a 5-2 vote, so that was pretty exciting. But I want to talk about you a little bit. Is that okay? Can I ask you a few questions?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So Yeah. So
I don't know what's about to happen, but go for it.
No. Okay. How is it gonna feel to wake up at 4:20 every morning?
Oh my God, I have no idea. That starts month from tomorrow. I am being pretty good. So Brad is an early to bed, early to rise kind of guy. So in the last few years, I've been a little bit better about going to bed at a reasonable hour and getting up at a reasonable. So now I'm waking up on my own at around, 7:30, 7:45, 8 o'clock, and I don't have anywhere to be, so I'll just stay in bed or fall back asleep. But I am waking up on my own then. So it's only going to be a little bit of a shift, hopefully.
Yeah, well, 8 o'clock is going to be lunch for you by
pretty much, right? Yeah, I'll be 2 hours into the show. Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah, and this is it's exciting. So I don't know if you've talked about it with your listeners yet. Is the format going to remain the same, or I mean, it's going to be Aaron in the morning, but what does that bring us?
We've got new templates, we've got new features, we've got some of the same features that have existed, some things that you're familiar with Ron's show are a lot of the things that you're familiar with Ron's show are going to stay. Some of the things that currently happen on this show in the afternoon are going to move with me to the morning. A lot of it's going to stay with Brighton in the afternoon. So we're excited about it.
Yeah.
We've had lots of conversations, and there's going to be lots more between now and the end of the month. And then as we get into 21, we're just going to keep talking and keep tweaking and changing and making things better. Because I like the idea of starting in January with a template and a show and a format, and then just continuing to tweak and change and improve over the course of the weeks and months and years after that. Because I don't think anything should be stagnant. I think we should just continue to get better. So I'm excited about starting that.
Yeah. It's amazingly exciting. We all knew at some point Ron was going to retire. We didn't know when, but we knew it was going to come. That day was going to come. I was amazingly excited to hear that you would be moving to the morning. I didn't know if it was something that you wanted to do, move to the morning, but when it was announced, it was like, perfect. That's just great. but the biggest thing I thought was like, oh, now he's got to get up really, really early. And so it's good to know that Brad is an early to rise, early to bed, because you can follow that
That. You know? If this had been 5 years ago, it would have been a little bit of a different thing, because 5 years ago I was getting up at, 10:30, 11, because I don't have to be to work until noon, so get up at 11, it's totally fine. But now it's a little bit closer to normal. It won't be as big of a shift.
It's going to be great. I'm excited. Tell me, when's your first day now?
January 4th. It's a month from tomorrow.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's
good.
Soon.
So do you get a little break, or before this happens?
I mean, Christmas week and New Year's week are like around here. Like it tends to be a very slow period for local news, is because, UNC is off, schools are off, local governments aren't meeting. So a lot of things that we typically cover, unless there's a weather incident, and fingers crossed that doesn't happen, then the last couple of weeks of December tend to be pretty slow. So we're hoping for that this time around, too.
Yeah, that'll be good. It'll be good for you.
Thank you.
Really excited. And good for Brighton to bring, to step up into the afternoon spot. I mean, that's a great growing experience for him also. Kudos to WCHL for making that happen. It's great.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on county government. Chapelboro.com for more information on what to expect when we launch the new shows in January. But I am really excited. And Penny Rich, again, thank you for being with us, and congratulations on all of the accomplishments in your time on the Board of County Commissioners, being the hometown hero this week, getting the community through COVID as best as possible, and for everything that you've done this year and beyond. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. And please promise that you'll continue to play the Grateful Dead. I really need to hear that every once in a while.
All right, will do.
All right, awesome, Aaron. Talk to you soon.